All right, Bill Barty, with the advent of cell phones, have you noticed that no story goes untold without a photograph from an iPhone?
Don, you don't know how true that is, whether it be a good fish story, a deer story, or whether it be news people. I mean, everybody's a journalist because everybody can capture events that are happening around them.
Well, it's one of those things that's kind of bad for the story because all of a sudden you got to have some facts to back it up.
Well, and that's where a good picture comes into play. A picture's worth a thousand words.
Especially if you can make that fish look bigger.
That's what we're going to learn about right now. We're going to capture happy with Michael C. Hernandez. He's going to come on the program and tell us how to take a better picture, and we'll just have a nice conversation. But before we do, Michael, you've got to tell me, part of your website has seven things you need to know before you sign up for a half marathon. So besides just being a photographer, apparently you are an athlete and a rider together. Tell us about this half marathon or half Ironman.
It was a half Ironman, and I just completed it 2 weeks ago, and my body's still kind of recovering from it. So you start off with a good, nice mile swim, 1.2 miles in the Savannah River with, 3,000 other people, and they space you out. But it's a good swim. It's very difficult. Then you get out and run as fast as you possibly can to your bicycle, where you're going to pedal 56 miles as fast as you can. And then you hop off that, throw on your running shoes, and you're still wearing your bicycle gear that you actually swam in, and then you go run a half marathon.
Well,
top it all off, I had not one, but two flat tires on the bike ride. And I still managed to finish.
Well, that stands to reason, since there's only two tires on that bicycle and they both went flat, huh?
Well, the same one went flat twice.
Oh, no.
Well, it could have been worse. You could have had your parking brake on. That would have really been ugly. Listen, we've got a concept taking place over at Jesse Brown's, and we're kicking off with it on October 11th. And Michael C. Hernandez of Capture Happy Photography here in Charlotte is going to be on hand to offer advice and instruction on how we can take a better picture. Now, one thing I dare say is you didn't take many very good pictures during that half Ironman, did you?
Not one.
Because that would have been awkward running around with that camera.
Needed a GoPro on his head there. We'd have got some film.
Listen, Michael, with technology's improvement and all of that sort of thing, are we as people, we've all turned into photographers because of our smartphones and our devices and that sort of thing. Are we better photographers or worse photographers with this technology than we used to be?
Oh, we are way better, way better. The more that you're exposed to something and the more you play with it and the more you shoot, the better you become, and you develop your own style. You develop what you like. It's not based on some rules that's in a book. Eventually, you'll start taking more and more pictures that suit you, whether it's camping, fishing, fall colors, family, you name it, and you're going to look for the image that pleases you best. And hopefully, people don't store those images 1,000 at a time on their phone, and they can go through and delete and throw the ones away they don't like.
What's wrong with that?
Uh-oh.
Whoa, now, whoa.
You got our attention. Yeah,
that is my philosophy exactly there. Take 6,000 pictures, boil it down to 20.
Oh, coach us on that, Michael. Why is that wrong?
I feel like I'm a really good editor.
Well, and that's the thing, is the best photographers are usually pretty good editors or have a good editor behind them. Sometimes we get attached to photos, especially if they're family or trips that we made. But when looking at a picture, oh, I like that one. Well, keep that one, and the rest just kind of dismiss or throw away. You got to save space on your phone, or at least download them to your laptop and get them off your phone. And that way you can decide which ones will print. And that's the best way to find out which pictures that you want to keep. Which ones can you imagine sitting in your living room or at your office that are in a frame? Because right away, looking at one that's, I don't want to spend the money on a frame for that one, or I don't want to go to Costco and get it printed out. Throw it away.
People still print them?
Yeah, I do.
I just look at them on my phone.
I know. Don't we always do that, though?
I think so. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Michael C. Hernandez is our guest. Capture Happy Photography. He's going to be on hand over at the Why Not Wednesday at Jesse Brown's October 11th, doing a seminar, essentially, for 30 minutes or so. We'll have drinks, snacks, food, and entertainment, as well as the instruction from Michael Hernandez on this. But, Michael, I don't mean to put you on the spot and give a survey percentage, but in your mind, what percentage of people know how to properly use their camera phones or their technology?
I would say maybe 20%.
Well, that's pretty good. I would list myself as a person who did not know. When I pick up my thing, I just start pushing buttons. It is a train wreck of non-centering people. Michael, that's where Capture Happy, you'll always have a good living with people like me around who need a good photographer. My next question has to do with the changes in the seasons. We are heading full steam ahead into fall, and lighting changes, length of day changes, the things that maybe we take pictures of changes. How do we handle that, taking pictures in October, November versus maybe April and May?
Well, it's cool. We're fortunate that we live in one of the best states in the country, North Carolina, in terms of foliage, the mountains very close, the wonderful colors that we get. And so I would say the number one thing you need to do if you're going to photograph landscape and trees and the color is get up early. So write yourself a love letter to the sunrise is what you want to do. So go out there early, and when the sun comes up and starts lighting up those leaves, you're going to get a beautiful blend of light, shadows, some depth, and that's one of the most wonderful things. And if you learn how to frame the picture correctly, oh, man, it's going to be very beautiful.
Well, that's a whole nother skill I know nothing about.
You put them in the middle, right, Bill?
Well, I'll give you a short little thing about that. So
Okay. Basically
what you want to do, let's say you've got a waterfall in the background. Let's say you're up at Linville Gorge, and the falls are coming down. And you want to go back a little bit ways, let's say across the gorge, and you're going to see these beautiful trees. And so you want those colors of those trees to frame the waterfall. So you're just not shooting gray rock and white water. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense, especially when you say it. Then me doing it, it's a whole other story.
Don't back up anymore, Bill. You're going to fall off that cliff.
I fell for that trick already.
Yes, sir.
Well, just remember, you want something in the foreground, the middle ground, and the background.
Listen, Michael, you do all kinds of photography. You work events. You take portraits of people. You take landscape photos. What's your favorite type of photography?
Oh, that's an easy one. Food.
Oh,
man! After our own heart, Bill Barty. maybe on Wednesday we can delve into photographing food.
What is it about food that surprised me?
Smells good. Oh, yeah. Tastes good.
You know why? Because one of my favorite things to do is cook, and I love to cook for other people because it makes them smile. Especially if you cook well, or if you grill, or whatever you do. It's something that you're doing with passion and you're doing for someone else. And so you can see that represented in the food, in the plate. So when a chef comes out, and a good chef, you know that he was passionate about what he did. And so it's easy to understand that as a photographer to photograph it. Much like when you take a picture of, if I take a picture of your family and I capture them and you look at it and say, you know what, is my family. That's the whole point.
Wow.
So if I do my job right, then you'll like both.
Well, and it's good that you named your business Capture Happy, because that was a pretty good answer of why you like to take pictures of food and why everybody else can have an appreciation of what they take a picture of that makes them happy, because essentially it can capture happy. We're excited to have you out Wednesday, October 11th at Jesse Brown's. Everybody's invited, but especially people with an interest in photography or an interest in how to take a better picture of whatever they may love. Michael C. Hernandez, Capture Happy, thank you for being on with us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you all for having me. I really do appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everyone next week.
You got it. There he goes, Capture Happy. Don, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the sport of fly fishing and a book, The Southern Appalachian Fly Guide, after this.